6 degrees. Joining me in the studio here this morning, I have Mayor Rod Davies and City Administrator Lou Steinbrecher. Good to have you guys in the studio with us here this morning.
Thanks for having us in.
Yes, good morning, Jack.
Good to have you guys here. You had a council meeting on Monday night. We haven't had a chance to catch up with you, so we wanted to make sure we got you guys in here and got updated on what happened at the council meeting. So let's jump right into it.
Sure. Thank you. Well, we kind of started off the meeting with our recognition of service to an appreciation of our two employees for serving the city and the citizens of Monmouth, recognizing a 5-year anniversary of service was Alicia Ward, Katie Boone, and Becca Livingston. 10 years of service were Bill Benson, Brandon Blackman, Luke Johnson, Joey Hull, and Taylor Peoples. And 15 years, Jesse Hall. And 20 years, Kelly Lant and Terry Heppner. And then we had two guys with 30 years of service, Andy Jackson and Roger Blackman. We really appreciate their service, and it is important in many cases when they represent the city of Monmouth. And a number of these folks are in dispatch and public safety, and their contact with people is maybe one of the worst days of their lives, and through no fault of their own. Something bad's happened, and they're calling dispatch for an emergency, and these police officers are part of our first responders, and so those are tough jobs, and they certainly do those jobs well, and we appreciate their service.
Yeah, it's actually very good to honor them. The longevity there of a lot of employees.
Yeah, I remember Andy Jackson started, I don't know if he wants me to remind everybody, but started on the back of a garbage truck 30 years ago, and has now worked his way through a wastewater operator and is now head of public works. And Roger Blackman runs our water department, mm-hmm. so it's and street department. So it's really good to have those guys. There's a lot of institutional knowledge there, and really appreciate them being here.
Absolutely. All right. What else happened?
Well, we had a Dave and Barb Clark came to council and made a request to council to eliminate parking on the east side of North 3rd Street. They felt that there was a lot of overflow parking from the neighbors there, and it impeded possibly impeded some first responders' ability to get down 3rd Street. And so we've asked public safety, public works, zoning, and the administrator to look at that and try to analyze what's going on and see if there's a solution to, see what needs to be done. So we're working on that at this time.
Should also mention too, Jack, that the police chief, Chief Schweitzer, had a proposal on the agenda to purchase a new cruiser for the police department, and it's an all-wheel drive 2017 Ford Interceptor sedan. The city council did approve that. There has been money that was budgeted in this year's budget, so there's adequate funds for that. And we'll be taking an older cruiser out of service and using that as trade-in for that. So it'll be a nice addition to the police department's fleet, having a new Ford Interceptor as part of that, part of the vehicles for the fire department, our police department. Also, we had a discussion on extending the life of the tax increment finance district here for the downtown area, and then the corridor along West Broadway. That district was originally established in 1999. And it's scheduled to end on the year 2022, but there are still a number of projects that need to be undertaken. There are some public improvements, including we are currently seeking some grant funds to beautify the town square here with the quadrants and the island, and make it with streetscaping improvements and making it more pedestrian friendly, as well as obviously handling the traffic that comes through the center of town. But there are also a number of commercial buildings that are still in need of renovation and repurposing, and trying to provide incentives that would attract private investment into those buildings with new businesses. And so we are, and the law does allow for a 12-year extension of the tax increment financing district. And so we started that conversation with the city council, and the council members were in favor of exploring this option so that we could undertake some of these other projects. That would, if we're successful, that would extend the life to the year 2034. And what we're going to do now that the council has put their blessings on the concept is we want to reach out to the other taxing jurisdictions, because we do need their support, and hopefully they will support the needs that we have for enhancing and beautifying, you know, the downtown Monmouth. So we'll be reaching out to them over the next several weeks, months, and then ultimately it will require enactment of legislation by the Illinois General Assembly to put that in place. So we're just now beginning that process, and hopefully we'll have some good open discussions with the other taxing jurisdictions and everyone understanding what it is we're trying to accomplish for downtown Monmouth.
Now, is that something... Forgive me. Is that something that once you get all the pieces in place, you submit it, they have to approve it at the state level? Is that what the gist of that is?
Yes, it does. It really does require an act of the legislature. It happens frequently. There's been extensions granted throughout the state of Illinois many times by the General Assembly, provided there is the support of the other taxing jurisdiction. So that's where our focus, the mayor and I are planning on reaching out and talking to the county board and the school superintendent. So we want to make sure that all the taxing jurisdictions are aware of what we're trying to do, what the purpose of the extension is for, and what the benefits to the community are for us to undertake this activity.
Now, I assume with like the downtown beautification, mayor or Lou, if you want to address this, years past, there was that drawing that was drawn up about ideas for the future and some plans that were put into place. I'm assuming all of that fits within the plans. This is just the next step.
Right. And, you know, the missing piece, of course, to those ideas and concepts were the funding piece.
Right.
And we've applied for a grant through IDOT, which addresses exactly those needs in downtown redevelopment and beautification, traffic movement, pedestrian safety, all of those issues. Mm-hmm. Our project meets those criteria, and that also requires a match. So this would, you know, without extension of the TIF district and those TIF funds being available, we really don't have the source to match that grant. I think that grant was application was for about $2 million. Mm-hmm. And so a 20% match is still a lot of money to try to come up with. So
right.
We need a source for that. We still have a lot of infrastructure to improve. We have one of our main sewer interceptors is brick and over 100 years old. It's going to cost a few $100,000 to get it lined. It's in good shape right now, and we want to keep it that way. And lining it is the cheapest way. But again, these TIF funds are the source of money to do that. And also, these it's hard to find investors or developers to pick up these old centuries old buildings. and, you know, do all the things that are necessary, getting them sprinkled, getting the roof replaced, redoing all the electrical and plumbing and HVAC. It's expensive. And then to try to keep the rent in at an affordable level for prospective tenants, you know, it does take, and other communities have found this as well, it does take participation by the city to try to help that process along and improve the building stock, and that's why a lot of communities have subsidized improving building stocks. You know, the tenants may come and go, but as we improve the quality of the buildings and their code compliance, they're able to serve, you know, another generation or so to come. So right. That's really an important way of doing that.
Okay. I should also mention too that the conceptual schematics that you referenced earlier, Jack, those were indeed just concept drawings. And part of the project that we envisioned would be obviously to finalize the design and create, you know, what features were, such as, planting of trees, benches, ornamental or decorative street lights, and those types of things. All of those details have not yet been worked out, mm-hmm. Nor has the actual design of the roundabout and that type of thing. So there's a lot of there'll be a lot of those kinds of details that'll need to be worked out if we're successful with the grant application.
Right. All right. Anything else you guys want to bring up from the meeting?
Well, you may have heard we had a little damage at the North Fire Station from the storm over the weekend. I think I'm not sure the exact sequence of events. I think the overhead doors blew in first, which pressurized the building and caused the roof to come off and some of the interior walls to be bowed. And we're going to have some significant work to do fixing that storm damage at the North Station. I think our ambulance, one of the doors blew in on it and had some superficial body damage, but also broke the windshield in it. So we'll have some work to do there as well. When the walls move, it dislodged some ceiling tiles and, just kind of generally disturb things all around the station. So we're still evaluating, the extent and the length of time it's going to take to repair, but work is underway. We've secured a couple of the bay doors, and now we've got to get the hole in the roof plugged up. So that's on the way.
Should also mention, too, there were three special use variances that were considered by the City Council, all on the favorable recommendation of the Board of Zoning Appeals. There was a variance for a family room to be added on a house there on North C Street. That was approved. And then the other two special use variances was a setback on a shed on East Broadway and a garage, a detached garage with a home on North East Street. Both of those were approved on first reading. And so those variances will come back and be on the agenda for the next meeting for second reading and ultimate approval. So,
okay. And then, is there anything final that you guys want to talk about?
I think that covers most of it for me.
Yeah, I think we've covered the things that we wanted to talk about.
All right. It was, you guys are always busy, always out and about in the community, and it's always good to have you guys come in here and give us updates from the council meetings. Keeping that open line of communication with the city is vital, and I know you guys have been working diligently to make that happen for the community. So really appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much, and I know Kenny Helms has been very, very busy posting a lot of pictures of our construction projects and things like the damage to the fire station and a lot of things that are going on. He's very busy updating things on our Facebook and our website.
Yeah, so I'm a little worried because I know he has the drone. He's going to be bringing the drone in here pretty soon and just hovering over these.
Yep, Absolutely.
No, it's amazing what is happening out in society today with all the technology and everything. But it's good because it's a great way of communicating with people and keeping people informed in real time as to what's happening. So
really
appreciate you guys coming in and spending some time with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. We've been joined in the studio here this morning with Mayor Rod Davies and Lou Steinbrecher, City Administrator, interim for the City of Monmouth. Currently, we are sitting at 46 degrees.